My dear faithful, I was thinking of how humorous and even ironic it is that on this day of your independence, which I will say is the most American of your days, you have father and myself, none of whom is American, administering to you the sacraments today. But then I saw through the humor to a very important fact, that father and myself would not be saying mass today or preaching were it not for your beloved nation. Also consider this fact, that compared to France and England and Spain, America is the latecomer in the faith, and yet today, America is a country with the most Catholic faith, at this time when faith is difficult to come by. In the days of old, the old world preached to America, and now you are preaching to the world. I once said, and I still hold the view, that if I had to choose between France and England in the 19th century, I'd rather be English than French, because while French got too used to being Catholic that it took it for granted, it took the faith for granted, the Catholics in England, on the other hand, had to constantly fight to preserve their faith. I say the same with regard to America. It is true, you cannot say that you are a Catholic nation, but perhaps it is not a bad thing after all. Perhaps God wants you to value the faith, that is why you never took it for granted. I know the story of the North American martyrs, just as I know the history of the crusade, which even St. Bernard preached. I noticed that both histories have something in common. On the surface, it seemed as though the blood of the soldiers or the martyrs was shed in vain. But years and years later, we see the product or the fruit of the sacrifice. For the crusade produced faith in other parts of the world, even if things didn't go well in the Holy Land at the time. In the same way, with regard to the North American martyrs, we can say that they did not convert too many Indians, but the fruit of the martyrdom was felt in another time. And I make bold to say that you today, whether it is your gallant bishops or priests and seminarians, are all part of the fruit of the sacrifice of these martyrs. I therefore urge you that you should not just bemoan the political situation of your country or the fact that your native land is becoming or has become liberal, but consider rather that it is here on this land so full of the true faith that you will walk your salvation in fear and trembling. Also consider this, that the old world had the faith and they lost it, whereas you didn't have the faith and now you have it. And not only do you have it, you are also giving it to the whole world. It is my prayer that your beloved country, America, be defended by Our Lady's protection and her Son's power. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.